it gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Say amen. To our preaching brothers and to the deacons and trustees and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. God is a good God, and His mercy endures forever. He is an awesome God. Awesome God. We're still in our series. We are talking about the soul of a man. We are talking about the soul of a man. And we deal with the God who needs nothing. Don't need nobody. Don't need me. Don't need you. He God alone. He need nobody. One thing that we won't never do understand God on this side of life. We know enough to get saved and to trust Him, but fully understand, nobody can fully understand God. Matter of fact, we don't understand ourselves. Let alone talking about understanding God. If He, the one made us, that's what we ought to look at sometimes. God made me. What can I tell God? How can I boss God? He made me. I didn't make Him. He ought to know what's best for me. And if He knows best for you, you ought to try to obey Him. Because He knows best for all of us. He didn't make man like a duck and a cow. But in His own image, He made man in His own image. And we're still dealing with the God that needs nothing. And I mean nothing. Number 152. God who needs nothing. Look at Genesis for me, if you will. 2:7. Genesis 2:7. I read that, Reverend Walker. I know it. We're going to read it again for you. May God bless you. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. He became a living soul. And we still trying to tell him what to do. He became a living soul. Look at Luke 19:10. 19:10. It said, for the Son, talking about Jesus, a man, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm going to read it again. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Who lost and what lost? Come to seek and to save that which was lost. Man's soul got lost. Man's soul got lost. God seeking for man's soul. This is the reason why Jesus came into this world. This is why God sent Jesus in this world. In this low-down, sinful world. He looking for lost souls. He looking for lost souls. He want to bring them back home where they come from. Man's soul didn't come from here. Man's soul came from heaven. And God sent his Son, Jesus, in this sinful world from heaven, looking for lost souls. Lord, deal with the man's soul. Not so much of the body, but what? The soul. The soul. God want me to deal with man's soul also. You'll be surprised that so many folks go to church, don't know what the soul is all about. Don't know what the soul is all about. God didn't, again, seek Jesus here to look for your body. He sent Jesus here to seek for your soul. Soul. Your body not lost, but your soul is what lost. Soul got lost. God seeking for himself. When he said, he's seeking for his breath. Breathe into man's nostrils. Man became a living. Everybody said living. A living soul. A living soul. A soul that can never stop living. Blow your mind. I don't see nothing but a body. That's all you see in me but the body. But my soul on the inside. If my soul wasn't there, my body would be on the ground or in the grave. The soul what got me standing. Jesus breathed into man's nostrils in his nose. And man became a living soul. And I don't find out. And I told you that God told me man don't know nothing about his soul. Need to know something about your soul. Don't know nothing. And my brothers and sisters, God is a strange God. But at the same time, he looking and seeking for something on this earth that is lost. Seeking. That got lost in the garden. Man's soul. That living soul. He not seeking for a little pup.
No.
Little spot.
No.
Chickens and ducks.
No.
They have a soul, but they don't have a living soul.
Right.
A living soul. I may have told you last Sunday, but a living soul keep on what?
Living.
It can't never stop what?
Living.
Because it came out of God.
Right.
But ducks and animals, they don't have living souls. God breathed. Man became a living soul. God made man body out of dust. But he didn't have life until God breathed into his nose. The breath of life. Then he became a living soul. The soul and spirit is in the body of man. The soul and the spirit is in the body of man. You see my body, but you don't see my soul. You don't see the spirit. You don't see my soul. See, long as my spirit is here, my soul, I'm alive. That when man became a living soul, a living spirit. And my brothers and sisters, when we say there is no hell, then we are calling God a liar. Take your time, Walker. Then we are calling God a liar. You can believe this one if you want. Somebody in here right now don't believe there's a hell.
You're right.
Folks all over the world somewhere just don't believe there's no hell. I don't hear folks talk. You have heard them talk. That loving God don't send souls to hell. Well, you better read your Bible.
All right. Yeah. Listen.
Right. Yeah.
You better read your Bible. There's some souls in hell right now. Heard them, man. Folks claim that God don't send folks to hell. Heard them, man. And the Bible said it. And he said to that rich man, they died. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. That's what the Bible said. And you said there is no hell, but you calling God a lie. But that rich man said, you're lying, I'm in hell. I said, the rich man, he'll tell you I'm in hell. Hold on, man. And hell is real.
Amen.
Hell is real. And we can let the devil come in our mind and make things think it's not there. If God don't say it, it is.
All right.
If God said not, it's not. But if God don't say something and you deny it, you looking God in the face, say you're lying.
Say it, Pastor.
That's all you're doing. Anytime you deny the word of God, you're calling God a lie. You better know what you're doing calling God a lie. And that rich man died. And in hell, he opened his eyes. Hell is real. Paul, look at Luke 16 for a minute. 19 through 31st verse. I thought I'd read all that, but folks need to know something about the soul. They think this thing's not real. It's real. I don't care what folks may say. Believe your Bible, tear it up, and get rid of it. It's real. God Almighty. Read, Paul.
There was a certain
Rich man.
Rich man.
Which was clothed in purple and fine linen.
Yeah.
And fare sumptuously every day.
Lord Almighty. A rich man. A certain rich man.
Yeah.
He won't come on the stream and let y'all know. Scripture won't come on the stream. I'm something wrong. But it, a rich man. He dressed up every day.
Yeah.
And he got sharp. Can I say it like that? Didn't he? He put on his sharp clothes every day. And he was fixed up looking good. I don't know if he bathed. He said, did he bathe? But he put on clothes every day. But he dressed up every day. Sumptuously. He got sharp every day. God, a rich man. Read on, Paul.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores.
There was a poor man named Lazarus at his gate every day. Want something to eat. God Almighty. Give me a biscuit. Give me some bread. Give me some meat. Give me some. Laid at his gate. This rich man gate. This poor man gate. Laid at his gate daily. Poor. Didn't have nothing. Read on, Paul.
And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
At this rich man's gate.
Yes, sir.
And no, he was poor and didn't have nothing. Begging for some bread. Give me some meat. Full of souls, sick. God is something, boy. God can let a dog lick your soul. It's medicine. When I was a boy, the old folk they hung to this Bible. When I was a boy, if you got a bad soul on you, and I know some of y'all old folk know about it. I know young folk don't know nothing about it, but the old folk know about it. When a bad soul come on your arm or your leg, and just go down there and let some David dog lick it. Can I get a witness in somebody? See, but two hands go up, because your folks don't know nothing about that. That's happened. That took place. I don't care how bad the soul look, running and everything. That you go, it's just something. One thing God made it work, because we didn't have no money to go to the doctor. God's the one fixed things for us. Well, they didn't do nothing. Have no money to go to Dr. Morgan. Oh, that's you over there, and she ain't helping. Get no shot. Dog had the shot. And them dogs, and what makes them fit, don't care how bad that dog is, if he see that soul, see, God had it fixed for poor folks. That dog going away and lick that soul. You ain't got to do anything. Get close to him. Now, can I get a witness from somebody in here? Now, I don't saw it happen many times, because I don't let them lick mine. You ain't got to tell them. Just go close to them. They're going. In the morning, you see it healing up a little bit. Two or three more days, it's gone. God put the medicine in the dog tongue.
That's right.
They don't lick mine. I know they have licked mine. My mama had them. My dad didn't have nothing.
Right.
Ain't that right, Marie? Well, she was a little baby. Bless her heart. Yeah, she was.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at him.
Yeah.
And they're so healed. Because God fixed it like that. And when he fixed it, can't nobody unfix it. God Almighty. So that poor man. Begging for bread, full of souls, and the dog licked Read on, Paul.
And
Lord,
it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried.
Oh, right there. Both of them died. If you're rich, you got to die. If you ain't got nothing, you got to die. But both of us got to what? But watch this. It's all right, die. And where you're going when you get to die. Y'all got that? I said, it's all right, die. You're going to die. Wait, it's all right. But it's where you going when you get through dying. One with the hell. The rich man. The poor man end up in the throne on the throne of God. Money don't get you to heaven. If money can get you to heaven, the poor folk will go to hell. But God fix it where whosoever will, let him come.
That's right.
Licked souls. Well, God took the poor man to heaven. And the rich man bust hell wide open. I'm glad he got it fixed like that.
Thank you.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
God have no respect a person.
Thank you.
God have it fixed whosoever will. Let him come. That rich man. Right now. This wasn't no parable. That rich man in hell right now.
Amen.
There wasn't no parable.
That's right.
See. This really happened. He didn't say it was no parable. This really happened.
Yes, sir.
And that rich man right now in hell. Watch this now. I'm trying to deal with that soul too now. See, the soul goes where God sent it. See, it don't go where it comes from.
All right.
Not all of them. He got different places for souls. God Almighty. That rich man went to heaven. And the poor man, the rich man went to hell. That's all right, devil. And the poor man went to heaven.
Amen.
Ain't you glad that you had to pay to go to heaven?
All right.
I say, ain't you glad you don't have to pay to go to heaven?
That's right.
God trying to show us something here. The soul got to keep on living somewhere. We are a soul. You are a soul. God Almighty. A spiritual soul. It's got to live somewhere because God breathed that soul into that body. And man take his soul lightly. It came from heaven and it wants to go back to heaven. When their body dies. He's going somewhere. See, your soul going somewhere. It can't be but two places, hell or heaven.
Right.
Have you got your insurance for your soul?
All right, man.
You know, watch this. You know, my head's crazy anyway. It's a lot of time, Sister Killian, preachers don't want to bring up hell. So many folk bust hell wide open because you don't bring it up.
Amen.
You got to let them know that hell is a place nobody wants to go. That's the reason Jesus come here to keep folk from going. That's when you have to tell folk the God heaven truth. If you don't, they're going to miss heaven and then go to hell. And God's going to hold that preacher, that pastor, responsible for that. Because you didn't let the folk know. When you love folk, you're going to tell them what? Because I'm got to stand before God. These preachers got to stand before God.
Amen.
And somebody gonna believe what you say. I don't care who get up here. Somebody gonna believe you. And you lead folk to hell. Tell folk the truth. There is a hell. And folk don't even bring hell up in church no more. It's a hell. The Bible said it was a hell. And folks in hell. And folk going to hell. Oh, we said, you make it. Make it where? I'm crossing over. Where? I'm traveling. Where? Everybody gonna cross over. Everybody traveling. But where you gonna end up at for couch? And we don't tell folks the truth about their souls.
Amen.
You the living soul. It's got to go somewhere and stay. Because it's part of God. And God keep on living. You can't get rid of the part of God. That soul came out of God. A living soul. Read on, Paul.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
Oh, boy. I started to stay at home. Oh, but you came, though. Watch it now. I'm just trying to help somebody. This thing real. See, church real. God real. Jesus real. He lifted up his eyes. In hell. What in hell you want? Notice the body don't go to hell, but the soul goes to hell.
Yes, sir.
See, spirit, it goes to hell. How hell look, I can't tell you. But we can describe it, the Bible does.
All right.
And he died, both of them died. The rich man and the poor man.
That's right.
Laugh at the poor man.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing, you're poor, and you're going to die. But now you got some. You're going to die. It's not a matter of die, but where you're going, when you get through what? Die. When you get through dying. Everybody here looking at me, going somewhere.
That's right.
I'm in there.
That's right.
You going somewhere. And sometimes we laugh at the preacher, say, y'all not preach things like that. I'm trying to get folks saved. Everybody go to a local church is not what? Saved.
Amen.
If you saved, you ought to shout for joy. Because the Bible does not pray. God does not pray. God is God, and he God by himself. And we better believe what he said. You don't hope to go to heaven. You get saved to go to heaven.
That's right.
Lord Almighty. You don't feel good just by feeling good to go to heaven. You've got to know Jesus to go to heaven. It's just that simple. What you think God sent Jesus in this world for? He's searching, Jesse, for a soul. That want to go to heaven. Jesus didn't come here just to do miracles. He's looking for lost souls. Trying to find souls who tired of this sin-sick world and want to go back home. See, some souls is homesick. But some folk love this world better than they do home. They don't want to leave this world. That means Jesus come here to carry us back. What? Home. For our souls. God Almighty. Read, Paul.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Y'all see how this man described here?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody down in here with their leg crawl.
All right.
Got a little piece of paper fanning? No.
None of that.
Ain't nobody down there joking?
No, sir.
Having fun? This fellow said he was told me.
All right.
In other words, brother lawyer, it's no rest nowhere in here. Ain't nobody over here in a crowd having fun.
All right.
Ain't nobody right now told, yeah, man, yeah. Nobody. Ain't no sister right now, how we going to fix our hair. Nobody.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
Everywhere you go, it's hot.
Yep, that's right.
My job is to tell you the truth. See, everywhere we go in hell is what? Hot. Ain't no cool spot nowhere. The hot get tired of hot. Hell just that hot. Watch this now. The bad thing about you never consume.
All right.
You're there forever. Well, ain't no cool spot nowhere in here. I don't care where you go. You go, I'm going over there. Where they at? It's still over there. I see some folk I grew up with. It's over there, too. There's Reverend Lulu over there. He must be all right. He's catching hell, too. Everybody in hell catching hell. Ain't no rest. The Bible just told us, torment.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Torment. Ain't no rest nowhere. And God sent his only son down here to keep us from going, and we ignoring it. Because we don't believe it. The devil put all that stuff in your mind. Don't believe that stuff. All right. That's mean God got preachers to tell the truth and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's a strange thing. We can believe everything but hell. That good God don't send nobody down there. I heard folks say that. He too loving. Don't get saved. You'll see.
That's right.
I'm not being dogmatic. I'm just telling you the truth. I sent my son down in that mess to help you, and you denied my son what he done for you. And all he said, if you just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt miss hell. But we know it. The preacher's supposed to preach this.
Amen.
You see, I'm important. It may not seem like right now, because we're getting around and healthy looking. One day you gonna die. One day I'm gonna die. I'm going somewhere. My soul going where? Somewhere. Lord Almighty. My soul going somewhere. There's something about that soul. Lord Almighty. If we decorate our body, our soul like we do our body, we'll be all right. But we don't care nothing about our soul. We don't care nothing about our soul. Oh. And read on, Paul.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things.
Yeah.
And likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted, and thou art tormented.
You remember that?
Yeah.
When you was a big shot?
Yeah.
And Lazarus was he know nothing?
That's right.
Just give me the crumbs that fall from the master table. Give me some. I'm just raggedy and nasty. But he gave his life to Jesus. God Almighty. That's all what counts. for your soul. See, we got to think about it's my what? Soul. You can believe this or not. We have been having funerals ever since Adam messed up. But folks right now in this modern time feel like when they have a funeral, it's all over. It just started.
Yes, sir.
I heard folks, I had a lot of funerals here. I heard folks, Mama, I'll meet you with Yanni, but check where Yanni she going.
All right.
Right. All mamas don't go to heaven.
That's right.
All daddies don't go to heaven.
That's right.
All brothers and sisters don't go to heaven.
Right.
Just because they come in a local church. Being born again, giving your life to Christ, that's what saves a man.
Preach,
this is just the God-heaven truth.
Yes, tell it, sir. Tell it.
Folks need to understand this.
Yes.
I don't heard them say things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save a seat. Huh. You better make sure you know where the seat is. They may try to save you one. You better know where you want a seat is. Matter of fact, you ain't got to save one.
All right.
If you know where it is, there's a seat for everybody.
Yes, sir.
God got enough room for whosoever will.
Yes,
let him come.
Yes,
but look at the love of God.
Yes.
God so loved the world. God so loved this sinful world that he come looking for souls. God come in this world looking for men, souls.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Watch this now. Because their soul got lost in the God.
Right.
Soul. He looking for his breath.
Yes, sir.
He looking for.
Thank you.
Breathe into man's nostril. He became a living soul.
Yeah.
You got another place, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read on, Paul.
And beside all this, between us and you,
God,
there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
God Almighty, I got a gulf there. You can't get across.
That's right.
I mean, let you look over there, but you can't go over. You got to have your ticket.
Yeah.
The old folks say, I got my ticket in my hand, and I'm on my way to the promised land. You got to have your ticket, God Almighty, to get on the ship. Can I call the ship? To go on the other side. God done fixed it that whosoever will, let him come. But what about Popo? Oh, whosoever will. What about sick folk? Whosoever will.
Amen.
What about rich folk? Whosoever will, let him come.
Right.
One thing about Jesus, he have no respect of person. Lord Almighty. No respect. He couldn't be real God if he have a respect of person. God Almighty. That rich man. Now, the Bible didn't say that was a parable.
Right.
No, the Bible didn't say about no parable.
Right.
This really took place.
Right.
I believe it. See, he put parables, some, you know, lack unto, blah, blah, blah. This took place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rich man in hell, and there's a poor man in hell. From what said right here. Whosoever will, let him come, your soul. I'm trying to get to see your soul got to stay somewhere forever. Forever. Your soul can't live here. It got to stay somewhere forever. Read on, Paul.
Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house.
God Almighty. Send him to my father's house. Read on, Paul.
For I have five brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
I'm already down here.
Yes, sir.
I know who at my house.
Yes.
And if they come down here, they're gonna be disappointed. Go to my father's house. All of them messed up. God Almighty. All of them need you. God Almighty. And warn them that you're the hell. Don't come down here. Don't come here. He evangelizing.
Yes, sir.
In here.
Yes, sir.
That means we all evangelize before we go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before somebody else go.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what all of us ought to do. If you know you're going to hell, you ought to try to help somebody else.
Right.
Evangelize. Go tell somebody there is a Jesus. You ain't got to go to hell.
Yeah.
That's our job. That's what Jesus come in the world for, to tell the world you don't have to go to hell. That's when we preach Jesus. That's what he come for. To keep us from going to hell. Because he loved us so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Preachers don't preach on hell, but it's still there.
Yes, right.
And folks still going in there. And preachers ain't saying nothing about it. Your soul got to keep on living somewhere. It can't stop existing. Because it's in the image and the likeness of God. And God can't stop existing. We're not ducks and cows. When they're dead, they're dead. But not a soul. Because we're in the image of God. And our job is to tell the truth. To keep a soul from going to hell. They got to see it. If they never see it, they'll never get saved. You got to let them know God not playing with nobody. He don't play. That's what the church is all about. That's what Jesus come in this world for. To keep a soul from going to hell. Got another place, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read on, Paul.
Abraham said unto him.
Yeah.
They have Moses and the prophets.
Oh, how much?
Let them hear them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how much? What you saying, Reverend Walker? I'm saying... all these preachers.
Yeah.
I know some. I ain't talking about y'all now, okay? Y'all Negro better be all right, but I'm trying to say, but I ain't talking about them. I'm talking. But they're false preachers. Just like they're real preachers.
All right.
The devil got preachers just like God got preachers.
All right.
Y'all didn't know that?
Yes, sir.
They're everywhere. The devil know where he going. He trying to get everybody to go with him. Jesus already know where he at and know where he going. But he trying to get everybody to go with him. Both of them in a contest lack. But God already got it fixed. The Bible says, everybody said, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of God. See, the devil will fool you. The devil tell me everything all right. Shoot. God understand. Yeah, you ain't got to go through all the riches and things, all that kind of stuff. Forget about that stuff. God understands. That's a devil talking to you.
That's right.
If a devil, if somebody come to you, a preacher, with a robe on, like I got on here, with a robe on, just, and maybe pretty, and look good, and I ain't talking about this one now, but he may have one looking good, and pretty, and come to you and tell you, hey, man, it's, you don't have to go through all of that. And all you got to do, just go on and be good. Be forthright. And that's all God looking for. You got to go through all that riches and stuff. And I'm going to confess your name. You ain't got to go through all that. That's the devil talking to you. I don't care who he is, where he come from, where he going. The devil. The devil won't folk to go to hell with him. He know where he's going. He's trying to get a crowd to go with him and a crowd going with him.
That's right, sir.
But if they come with something like that, ain't but one way they go to hell. Ain't no two ways. Ain't no three ways. Ain't no way and a half. It's only one way to go to hell. You got to go through Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is not your Savior, you can't go to heaven. I don't care how you try to fix it. He's the only way and the true way. If anybody comes to you with any other way, saying there There is no heaven. There is not death. It ain't no real Jesus. You're talking to a devil.
All right.
I said you're talking to a devil.
You're right.
Watch this now. I don't talk to folks. Years ago, I don't talk to them like I used to, but years ago, meet you on the corner, they know how to talk.
Yes.
They mess you up if you're not aware of your salvation.
Yes, sir. Right.
They'll convince you. You don't have to go through all of that. No, that's their talk. You don't have to go through all that. You better stick with the Jane Cain version. Make sure, I know some more versions, but you better stick with that. The 66 books. You better stay with that. The devil got his books out now. They lead folks away from God. They lead folks away from eternal life. They lead folks from salvation. The devil wants souls to go with him. And God comes to let you know, I am the true light. I'm the light of the world. The devil not a light. He darkness. He represents darkness. And if you don't bring the Bible like it says, nobody comes to you and don't tell you, man, you can go to heaven. Everybody going to heaven. Just be good. Just be good. That's the devil. Oh, he just don't know no better. Oh, she just don't know no better. Somebody who's been born again, they don't come to you straight and say, confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. You can't beat that nowhere. Just believe. And I won't put so much of just on it, but believe that Jesus Christ come to save us, to keep us from going to hell. If you believe on him and confess it with your mouth, he said, thou shalt be saved. Oh, boy. It's something about this man, soul, God, love, soul, that he sent his son to die for man's soul. God of mine. And my brother and sister, for as man's soul is concerned, Jesus is man only and last hope for his lost soul. Oh, boy. For as man's soul is concerned, everybody say Jesus.
Jesus
is man only. Everybody say only.
Only
last hope for man lost soul. And this is all he owns on this earth. His own soul. His own self. Man don't own nothing but his own soul. God gave it to him, Jesse. He gave man his soul. You got your soul now. That's all he owns. He don't own nothing else.
All right.
It's up to you to do with it what you want to do with it.
Hey.
Satan on one side, the devil on another. Both of them want the soul. Just that simple. Both of them want the soul. Jesus wants to save it. The devil wants to destroy it. Well, how the devil going to destroy it? They'll go where the devil going.
All right.
The devil know where he going. He know he going to hell into the lake of fire. And he'll be there forever. He trying to get all he can to go with him.
Right.
Jesus come to try to get all he can to go with him.
Right.
Now, who you following?
That's right.
You following one of the two. You can't follow both of them at the same time.
Because
they're going to different places. If they're going like the same next door to one another, be something like it. But he going this way and one going that way.
Mama.
It's just that different. He come to save a soul. The devil come to destroy it. Who you following? Everybody in the world is following one of the two. We need to know something about our soul. Your soul gonna spend eternity somewhere. Oh boy. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach like this. A soul got to stay somewhere forever. I mean that. It got to, that we don't play with folks. So I'm got to stand before a living God one day.
Amen.
Real preachers ought to tell folks the truth.
You're right.
Don't be padding folks and playing around with folks' souls. It's too dangerous. When you get there, there's no way out.
All right.
If you go to heaven, there's no way out because you don't want to come out. But if you go to hell, you're going to try to come out, but there's no way. Souls in hell right now. Probably wishing they hadn't done this, wishing they hadn't done that. They can't come out. They'll never come out in hell right now as I speak. Folks got to understand, when you die and go to hell, you go right on to hell. Yeah. You ain't waiting in a corner nowhere with the judgment day on. That's where your soul got to go. Your soul, God Almighty, man's soul is important to God. It's so important to God send his son now to die for us. God Almighty. You through, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
And he said, nay.
Next.
Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
One went from the dead. See, they got to see some supernatural stuff. One come from the dead. Now, for instance, my mama, she died 10 years ago, and she come back and tell me that I believe it. You can believe it if you want to.
Right.
You better believe this Bible.
That's right.
You better believe the word of God.
Said,
one come back to tell you something. God done told you. You just got to believe it.
Right.
It's a faith walk, walking with Jesus.
Yes.
I got faith in God's word.
Yes.
But the Bible told her, if somebody come back and tell you, you may believe it. You better believe what the Bible says. God's word cannot lie. It tells us the truth. The Bible is the only real truth. For a man's soul. For a man's life. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And he said unto him,
yeah,
if they hear not Moses and the prophets,
yeah,
neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead.
God Almighty.
Amen.
Notice what we got to believe. If Jesus died and he rose, this is what you got to believe. Jesus, I'm going to go into hell now. Jesus died on the cross for us. They put him in hell for us. He died on the cross, see, for you. Somebody had to pay a price. Jesus, God, sent his only son to die on the cross to save man's soul. And he went literally hell. He went down in hell. Somebody had to pay the debt. Jesus went to hell for us. Wonder why it took Jesus. It took God because he got up when he got ready. But the debt been paid. You ain't got to pay no debt. All you just got to do is to believe that he did it for you and for me. Because he paid the debt for us and didn't charge us what? Nothing. And walk, guess what? You could be walking on streets of gold and ain't done nothing for it. You don't need no lawyer. Jesus is our lawyer, see. Died. Just for us. He died just to keep us from going. That's why we got the Bible to believe it. The Bible is to believe. Not to feel so much, but what? Believe it. Believe that he died for your sin. To keep us from going to hell. Thou shall be saved. This is a good preacher. You may not like it, but a good preacher. Folks need to get to understanding about this thing. We won't take it hard and make it hard. It's just like putting a piece of bread in a baby's mouth.
All right.
And I know some of them don't want it, but you had to put it in your mouth anyway.
This is catalog number 1801. Catalog number 1801.
I want you to see it. Don't take it lightly, but it's just that what? You tell me, Reverend Walker, if I believe in my heart and confess Jesus with my mouth, I shall be saved. Yes, just that simple. That easy? Yes. I don't have to do no jumping. No. I don't have to turn the flip. No. I don't have to come out of hollering. No. Just believe that Jesus come to die for your sin. He paid the debt. He went for us. Well, we won't have to go. And if we don't believe him, that's where you will have to go. Somebody done died for you, and you want to die again? Oh, that's half crazy, ain't it? Nah, Mikhail went down here and died. Go down there, Mikhail. Mikhail been down there. He done died for me. Die for me.
Yes,
sir. That I can come up here.
Yes, sir.
What I'm going back down here for him then?
That's right.
Huh? He already done died for me.
Right.
Huh? I don't need to go back down there with him. No, huh? He done died for me.
Yeah.
Jesus went to hell for us.
Hallelujah.
What I want to go back to hell for?
Mama.
He already done conquered the devil. First, well, what I'm going down there to do, I'm already up here saved. Well, what I'm going to hell for again, that's what Jesus done. He died on the cross to keep us from going to hell. Ain't no time to flip. It's just believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, took my place. Because he loved us so.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, but have what? Everlasting life. You can't beat that nowhere.
Amen.
I'm pretty told now. Watch this. Stay down there. You still here, brother. Don't move now. And see, watch this now. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That sounds so simple. I wonder why folks who lost won't yield to it. I wonder why, y'all. Huh? Number one, first, they be ashamed. That's right. It looked too easy. And the devil putting doubts in your heart.
That's
right. He working on you every time.
All right.
Every time.
You're right, sir.
But God had it so simple, he let that devil come to your mind. See, that sounds too easy. It wasn't easy for him in hell for you and hanging on the cross. Jesus went to hell for us. It wasn't easy at all. He took it because he loved us so. He gone. He fixed it where whosoever will right now can go to him. You ain't got to come and bring nothing. Just bring your soul. And confess his name. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Your soul, God breathed into man nostrils. He became a living soul. Your body just hold your soul, but your soul going somewhere when it die. Two places to go. That hell or heaven. You make that choice. Mama can't make it. Your friend can't make it. Your son can't. Nobody. You got to make that choice yourself. You come on back in heaven, buddy. How you like it down there? Hell. Hell ain't nothing to play with. So many of you are ashamed to give your life to Christ. You wish you had. I'm not kind of scared anybody. Y'all know I'm not. I just love your soul. I've got to tell you just the God here and truth. I ain't going to play with your soul.
Amen.
I won't leave nobody here. And my joy. Every time somebody gets saved.